Limitations may apply.
You are hearing Delilah
on WLTW,
New York's Light FM.
Each evening around this time, I'm going to share your autumn love stories and memories live here on the radio. Tonight's message came in from Tom. Tom writes, "Hello, Delilah. I'd like to tell you about my autumn love story on the 17th of October, 1970. Joan Marie and I were married in Raleigh, North Carolina. She had been married before and had one lovely daughter named Tammy. Marie came from a marriage engulfed with domestic violence. Before we married, my grandmother sat me down and told me about her marriage and gave me advice on how to have a lasting marriage. I listened well. I didn't want the drama in my marriage, as was in my parents, and she didn't want drama because of the pain in her previous relationship. Come the 17th of October, this woman sent to me by God will have been my wonderful wife of 50 years. During these 50 years, we have never laid a hand on each other in anger. Of course, in love and play. 3 times, Delilah, we have lost everything we had, but we always came back stronger. To this day, we still love, we still play, we have grown closer all this time. My grandmother's advice has guided us all these years. She told us how to disagree with each other and still be loving towards the other. 2 things I will share, and I send this out to the guys mostly. After the ceremony, we stood outside the church and greeted all those who came to wish us well. When my mother came out, she pinned a large button on my lapel. It said, "Never doubt your wife's judgment. Look who she married." And to both men and women, I say this, do not try to be the strong, firm oak. Each of you should become like willows. During a storm, an oak tree will try to defy the storm by standing against it, strong, stiff, and proud. And as a result, it will crack, it will break, it will die. A willow will bend when necessary, willing to give, willing to take. And the willow, it survives. Our 50 years seem like only yesterday, and we together treasure each and every one of them. We can celebrate and give thanks to our Lord for our time together. Thank you, Delilah, for sharing my most treasured story, my autumn love story. And thank you for making our anniversary month that much more special with a sweet song for us to slow dance to on the radio. From the bottom of our hearts, we thank you. May God continue to bless you. From Tom.
What day is it? And in what month? This clock never seems so alive. I can't keep up, and I can't back down. I've been losing so much time. 'Cause there's you and me, and all other people, nothing to do, nothing to lose, and it's you and me, and all other people, and I don't know why I can't keep my eyes off of you. One of the things that I wanna say, just aren't coming out right. I'm tripping on words. You got my head spinning, I don't know where to go from here. 'Cause there's you and me, and all other people, nothing to do, nothing to prove. And there's you and me, and all other people, and I don't know why I can't keep my she does is fine.
people with nothing to do, nothing to lose, and it's you and me, and all other people, and I don't know why I can't keep my eyes up on you and me, and all other people with nothing to do, nothing to prove. Can't keep my eyes off of you. What day is it? And in what month? This clock never seems so light.
You've called the Delilah Show. Hi, who is this?
My name is Mike.
Hi, Mike. Mine's Delilah. How can I help you?
Well, I want to dedicate a song to a very special friend that I've known for 16 years.
What's your friend's name, and what do you want to tell the world about this friend?
Well, I have known her for 16 years, and she is the most wonderful woman I have ever known. Her name is Beth. We're going through both a rough patch, and I just want to tell her, even though that we went our separate ways, but we are still friends, that I do love her with all my heart.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear you went separate ways.
Well, what happened was we had went our separate ways for quite a while. You know, our families had differences, and eventually one day I got a message on my Facebook asking to talk to me, and I was in total shock. And we started talking, and we've been talking for the past 6 years once again.
And
she still loves me, and I love her, but we're not sure which way we're going because I am moving to another state, and it breaks her heart that I am leaving.
Right, but I'm saying you're not kids, so there's no reason she can't move too.
Right, exactly.
So what's the problem?
Our families.
But you're both adults. Your families don't get to make those choices.
I understand that. It's very difficult, especially when she's handicapped and she's got a very controlling mother.
Ah, see, that was the missing piece you weren't telling me. So she's got a caretaker that doesn't care for her to be taken by you.
Exactly.
Therein lies the problem.
Right.
So why don't they like you? I like you, and I don't even know you.
It's very hard to explain. It's because of the way that my family is, and her side did not like the way that my family was when we were so much in love helping each other. I'd just like you to play a special song for her to tell her that I still love her and I care about her.
I will do that for you. Good luck.
You know in your heart.
a lot of times when I go to my son's school, I feel so out of place because most parents of an 8-year-old are in their 20s or maybe their 30s. A few are in their 40s. Haven't met one yet in their 60s like I am. But I do see a lot of grandparents who have stepped up to the plate and taken custody of their grandkids for whatever reason. In just a moment, I'm going to talk to a teenager whose parents are technically her grandparents. And we're going to see how their style of parenting is working out. Stay tuned for this sweet story coming up next.
Something's got a hold on me lately, though I don't know myself anymore. Feels like the walls are all closing in, and the devil's knocking at my door. Whoa, out of my mind, how many times did I tell you I'm no good at being alone? Yeah, it's taking a toll on me. Trying my best to keep from tearing the skin off my bones. Don't you know?
Radio Music You Should Know, featuring Benson Boone. Slow It Down.
I never met you, but I wanted to invite you to the party. And you walked in with those green eyes, never stolen by nobody. And they flickered to the future for a moment I could picture. Then you touched me and I come back, and we're talking on the staircase about your big dreams on the big screens out of Georgia. Now you're lonely in this city, lying with me, and you're scared it's moving quickly. Oh, now you're crying, you're in pieces, 'cause the only love you've ever known is Jesus. I can feel it. Oh, I hate that I'm the reason that you're in your head right now, while your world is spinning out. So slow it down, take a moment now. We're too young to drown. Deep and dirty waters full of hope is down. Let me pull you out. Let me hold you now. Let me slow it down.
Ain't it funny how it changes, how the future rearranges? I get nervous, oh, I'm anxious. Maybe loving you is dangerous. I could lose you like the others. Only girl that's never left me is my mother. Oh, I love her, and I know you promise.
I never met you, but I wanted to invite you to the party. And you walked in with those green eyes, never stolen by nobody. And they flicker to the future.
Create your own Benson Boone custom station with iHeartRadio. Download the app or listen at iHeartRadio.com.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Stylin', wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman, I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man, I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am, I'm too hot. And my band bout that money, break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch. Some nigga in it.
Take a sip, sign the check.
Julio, get the stretch.
Ride to Harlem, Hollywood, Jackson, Mississippi. If we show up, we gon' show out. Smoother than a fresh drop, skip it.
I'm too hot. Call the police and the firemen. I'm too hot. Make a dragon, wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Trick, say my name, you know. Hit you, hallelujah. Ooh. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Ooh. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Ooh. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Ooh. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch. Uptown funk you up, Uptown funk you up, Uptown funk you up, Uptown funk you up. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you suck, said and flown it. If you freak, dead and own it. Don't brag about it, come show me. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you suck, said and flown it.
Well, it's Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe it, just watch.
With Delilah.
Good evening. Welcome aboard. Who is with me on the phone line?
Hi, my name's Faith.
Hi, Faith. What can I do to add a note of hope or charity to your night tonight?
Well, okay, so my two parents, well, they're my grandparents, but they've raised me for 14 years, and I just thought I'd call and hope that you could pick a song for them just as like a little thank you for putting up with me.
How old are you now?
I'm 14.
So they took over when you were a baby?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you have a relationship with your birth mom, or is it all grandma and grandpa?
I do have a relationship with my birth mother and my birth siblings.
And are you a teeny, teeny, tiny bit spoiled by grandma and grandpa?
Yes, ma'am.
Because here's the thing. Even though they are mom and dad and they're doing the work of mom and dad, they have the heart of grandparents. And that means that there's an extra measure of sweet spot for you.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, when we're first-time parents, when we're raising kids, and I still am, I still have, you know, two minor children at home, but it's different than when you're a grandparent, because there's just this extra measure of sweetness God gives you in your heart for your grandbabies. I can't explain it. It doesn't make any sense, but I sure do love it. So you want to say thank you. Now, raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Faith. Do hereby promise.
Do hereby promise.
In the next 3 or 4 years.
For the next 3 or 4 years.
I will not roll my eyes at my grandmother.
I will not roll my eyes at my grandmother.
I will believe that she has wisdom.
And you'd be correct with that. I picked up a little bit on it, of it.
And I will not talk back.
And I will not talk back.
Okay, that's going a little bit too far. But don't give her the eye roll, okay? Don't give her the eye roll.
Yes, ma'am.
It's hard when you're a teenager and your friends are doing this and your friends are doing that. And your grandma says, I don't care if your friends are jumping off the bridge. Are you going to follow them? No, you're not. Has she ever pulled that line on you?
No, ma'am. Seeing as I don't really have friends to go jumping off bridges with. Also, I'm crazy.
Oh, so you were born with wisdom. You were born with a mature, wise outlook. Good for you. I will play a song for your grandparents / parents and for you, because you sound like an amazing young woman.
Thank you so much.
No New Year's Day to celebrate. No chocolate cup. No summer's high, no warm July, no harvest moon to light one tender August night, no autumn breeze, no falling leaf, not even time.
no Halloween, no giving thanks to all the Christmas joy you bring. But what I mean it from the bottom of my heart.
By now, I am sure you have seen all the video footage, all the live feeds that were happening all night long. The historic storm surge, they were expecting 6 to 8 feet in some areas. They got 14, 15 feet in some areas. I don't know what to say. There's nothing to say. There's nothing to say except pray and reach out. And there's gotta be a way that we can help. As soon as I figure out what the best way to do that is, I will certainly let you know. In the meantime, pray, pray, pray. I'm going to be here keeping you company despite the storms of life. Somehow I think they're going to get worse. I'm going to be here all night long. You're listening to Delilah.
There used to be a gray and tower alone on the sea. Side of me, love remains a drug that's high enough to feel. But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a log and the light that you shine can't be seen? Won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a lot, and the light that you shine can't be seen? So much a man can tell me, so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain. To me you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Now won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a large, and the light that you shine can't be seen?
Come home to me, Delilah. Each night right here on New York's 106.7 Light FM, this is The Light at Night. If you have found my show for the very first time, welcome. I'm glad you're here. And if you are an old friend, like my friend Jamie Menton, who has been a listener for decades, I met him, he was a teenager. Now he is an adult, sadly, his mother that cared for him and his grandmother, all the people that I knew back when he was a kid have gone to be with God, and he lives in a wonderful group home. A wonderful group home with a myriad of friends who have disabilities, and yet they overcome. And they have a family that has been woven together with love. If you are an old friend like Jamie, or like my friend Swisher, who's listened to me for, what, over 30 years now, I think? Thank you. Thank you for being there for me. Thank you for listening. The phone lines are open, 1-800-222-1067. You're listening to Delilah.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.
Crystal Meyer Squibb.
It's Friday night, girls' night with Delilah.
Hi, good evening. Welcome. Who is this?
Hi, Delilah. This is Sandy. How are you?
Sandy, I'm good. What can I do for you tonight?
I was wondering if you might be able to play a song for a very, very special man. This man has changed my life completely, and he makes me want to be a better person.
Lucky you.
I have never felt this way before in my life.
How old are you?
I am 36.
And this is it. This is the one.
This is the one. Definitely the one.
Does he make you grin until your face hurts?
Oh, my goodness, does he ever. He makes my heart smile. And I know that sounds really crazy, but it has been a ride like I have never felt. And when I truly believe that I am as high as I could possibly be on this man, he does something else amazing that just blows me out of the water.
Like, what are the sorts of things he does that just makes you so happy?
I have never had such open and honest communication with anybody in my life. I can talk to him about anything. He's honest, he's supportive, he's motivated, he's responsible, he's beautiful inside and out. His name is Bob. Unfortunately, due to our circumstances, we can't be together because he travels for work and I'm in a nursing program. But I know he's my soulmate, and I know that our time apart is temporary, and I know we'll get through it. He tells me all the time no space or time will separate us. He met my family, and they absolutely love him, too. I'm a single mother, and I have two kids, and I was very nervous about my children meeting him. And they just absolutely love him. He's fantastic.
So, Sandy, how long did you know Bob when you knew in your gut, in your toes, that he was your soulmate?
Delilah, this is going to blow you away. I knew the minute I saw him. It's like nothing I've ever felt before. And I am so blessed and lucky that God sent this man to me. He knew how much I needed him.
I just want you close. You can stay forever. You can be sure that it will only get better. You and me together through the days and nights. I don't worry, 'cause everything's gonna be alright. Be
emotions, your love songs.
Every night.
With Delilah on 106.7 Light FM.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
Find light in the beautiful sea. I choose to be happy. You and I, you and I. We're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star I see. A vision of ecstasy. When you hold me, I'm alive. We're like diamonds in the sky.
Is our Delilah Dilemma sponsor tonight. Shop the Home Depot Fall Savings today. Get up to $1,600 off select appliances from brands like Samsung. Wash and dry in one cycle with the Samsung Ultra Capacity All-in-One Washer Dryer Combo. Select appliances are up to $1,600 off. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Valid September 26th to October 16th. U.S. only. Visit jdpower.com/awards for details. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma comes from Abby, who says, I was married to a sweet, gentle, loving man for over 9 years and found myself on the brink of divorce. See, my husband is an alcoholic and has been in and out of treatment center several times and has been asked to leave my home several times. Each time, he starts doing good and then he trails off. Then the cycle continues. 2 years ago, he nearly died. He went into withdrawals and seized up. He spent the next 8 days in intensive care. 14 months later, his longest period of sobriety, he started drinking again. His unemployment has run out. My dilemma is I know alcoholism is a disease, along with depression and anxiety, and that they are treatable. I'm frustrated with his lack of effort. He won't consider counseling or looking for a job. I've threatened divorce, but that hasn't motivated him either. Even though he doesn't want one, he says, since I'm the breadwinner and I own my own home, I have a lot to lose if this marriage continues much longer, since I live in a no-fault state. I struggle, though, because I took sacred vows in sickness and in health, for richer or for poorer. What we have, though, is not a marriage. How long can I do this? From Abby. Abby, I will have my mother Delilah answer to your Delilah's dilemma coming up next.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.
Just like the wild wind does, sings a song, sounds like she's singing.